With Halloween lurking right around the corner, no doubt many folks will be in costume for the weekend's festivities. I'm Steve Goss with Mara Davis, who is dressed as herself this morning, today, this afternoon, whenever you're listening. But what's really scary, Mara, is all the stuff going on this weekend.
Boo. Yes, I'm wearing black, my Halloween costume, 365 days a year. Keep that going. So let's get started with some big music. This is the show that Atlanta has been waiting for since 2009. That was the last time Adele was here at the Variety Playhouse. She is back now for two nights at Phillips Arena. Now, if you were at that Variety Playhouse show, you may have seen my interview. If you just Google Mara Davis and Adele, you'll see Adele the only other time she was here. And I sat on her tour bus and she was just a girl with a dream.
Yeah, and the dream has just gone incredibly well. It was just like a movie.
It was just like a song. Pretty incredible.
Yes, it is.
So it's two nights. It is sold out, so you're lucky if you have the tickets. But from what everybody says in the reviews of the show is that it's like cabaret style. She talks a lot. She makes jokes. She brings people up on stage. Of course, she plays all the hits. She wears her gorgeous outfits, the nails, the hair, you know, the eyeliner, the whole thing.
And if you're going to the show, watch out for the confetti shower at the end of the concert. And she played in Nashville, I think a week or so ago, and her boyfriend, Simon Konecki, because she always ends the shows with confetti. He used pink confetti without her knowing about it and wrote love notes on lots of pieces of the confetti. Isn't that amazing?
I love
raising
that.
The bar for the rest of the population of the planet.
That's adorable. And by the way, I love a confetti shower.
I'll write that down.
That's Adele tonight and tomorrow night at Phillips Arena.
Also tonight, Terminal West, an artist that's a favorite of ours, and she's been to town a number of times, and she's related, of course, to Jason Isbell. Amanda Shires is back.
Yes, that's his wife, and she's got a new album out called My Piece of Land. It was produced by Dave Cobb, who's sort of the Americana god of producing. He's got his fingerprints on all of these great albums. But, you know, she's been around for a while. She's not just like Jason's wife. From the Texas Playboys to playing in his band, and raves about this album. It has a lot to do with the fears you have when you're pregnant.
Well, I can relate to that.
Oh, I'm sure you can. So, beautiful fiddle playing and going to be a great show. And she comes rolling on through like waves. I watch the one in you radiate. That's Amanda Shires at Terminal West tonight. Here's a show that brings classical music to pop music or rock music or pop rock. So Robert McDuffie is getting together with R.E.M.'s Mike Mills.
Yeah, he's composed a concerto for violin, rock band, and string orchestra. So I think this idea of merging this, and it's brand new music, right? I mean, it's stuff he's written. It's
new
stuff
music,
no one's heard before.
But I think there's going to be maybe a sprinkle of R.E.M. in here. Maybe not.
Have to buy a ticket and go.
So, and when everybody is wondering about if R.E.M.'s getting back together, this is what Mike Mills is up to.
Well, okay. This is at the Schwartz Center at Emory, right?
That's right. That's tonight, Robert McDuffie and Mike Mills at the Schwartz Center for the Performing Arts.
It is Halloween weekend, and nothing says Halloween like Thriller.
Yes, Michael Jackson's Thriller as performed by the ATL Collective. Now, I like to talk about this group all the time because it's constantly changing. But a presentation of Thriller right before Halloween, and some of the artists are just fantastic. The voice on Cleveland Jones, he is such an incredible singer. Chelsea Shag, she's got a look, she's got a vibe, she's an up-and-coming singer. Ben Dennegan is a part of this, and also Priska. She is kind of Atlanta's Pink in a way. She's got that edgy vibe, a killer voice, and they are going to be doing their own take on Thriller.
This is one of those albums that everybody knows every song. I mean, there were like seven singles released from Thriller? The album sold like 65 million copies.
Can you do the dance?
32 times. Before I die, that's in my bucket list.
Learning how to do the Thriller dance.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty incredible. I used to watch that video over and over and over again. It was one of the most innovative, coolest, exciting things. I loved it. That's ATL Collective doing Michael Jackson's Thriller Saturday night at Terminal West. So here's something that's a little bit more laid back. You know, Greg Allman, that was the name of one of his albums, and now it's an entire festival almost. This is happening at Lakewood with a couple of great bands, including Greg, which will be great to see him because, you know, he's had some health problems. He's back on the road. And this festival's actually been in a couple of different cities, but it's hitting this weekend. ZZ Top, Blackberry Smoke, Michelle Malone, Mother's Finest, Stone Rider.
Kevin Kinney's playing too.
Kevin Kinney, many more. So if you want to get laid back, I think it will be. Love it. I can never hear I'm No Angel enough. That's one of my favorite songs from Greg Allman.
There's two stages at this festival and lots of food trucks, craft beer. So what's not to like?
It's laid back, Steve.
Yeah, it is laid back.
That's the Laid Back Festival at Lakewood on Saturday night.
City Winery continues to bring in very interesting artists. This is, I think, and I'll say personally, one of the most exciting new venues in Atlanta, and we highlight them frequently because they're bringing in all sorts of people. Rumor Willis, for those of you who don't know, is the daughter of Demi Moore and Bruce Willis, and she's quite a talent.
She really is. I mean, not only is she an exceptional dancer, as we all saw on Dancing with the Stars, but she is the daughter of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, and she has an incredible singing voice. It's kind of like a loungy, sleepy, sexy. She does this cover of Britney Spears' Toxic that you wouldn't even recognize, but she's doing a little tour here. And here's what people need to know. She's been singing since she was 3 years old. So this isn't like a Real Housewife who decided they wanted to sing. Right? She actually has the goods to back it up. She's done a lot of vocal training. She's been very involved in the entertainment business her whole life. And I think it's pretty exciting that she's going to be doing a show here.
Yeah, she was talking about her tour on the Today Show that I saw last week. And she said, well, I'm going to do some jazzy stuff, some standards, and what she termed man-hater songs, her words, which are, you know, like sort of torch songs that, you know, I could... my man left me, or I hate him, or whatever. But great music.
Totally. Like, You Ought to Know, Alanis Morissette, the ultimate man-hater song. It's one of my faves. Well, she's working on a new album with Linda Perry, so that's exciting because she's the hit maker. We talked about Pink, and, you know, she's, you know, the brains behind that, too. So I think this will be a good show. And people say, just for me, the church bells ring. That's Rumor Willis at City Winery, Sunday night. So Monday night is Halloween, Steve, and Smith's Old Bar is really bringing the weird. It's like a weird express. I actually heard from a couple of people who wanted me to mention this show. It's Otto von Schrock, Aligning Minds, and Ankle Pants. They're from all over the world, but it's like sound effects, mechanics, electronic weirdness is going to be happening. It's going to be something.
Yeah, they're billing it as a Halloween freak show, which really sounds too mild in describing what's going to happen at Smith's Old Bar. This Ankle Pants character, Joshua Head is his real name, and he wears an animatronic mask that's a bit phallic. And he makes noises, and he wears a costume that elicits sounds. And it's just, I'm trying.
I love how you're like, this ankle pants fella. That's a good
way to describe. He's channeling this fictional 17th century character named Ricard Farchet. And it's just, I'm looking at this stuff online and I'm reading about it. I'm going, what the heck has he been drinking?
It was Halloween.
Even for Halloween, this is exceptionally bizarre. So, I mean... there's an endorsement, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Goss thinks it's really weird, so you might want to check this out. I'm thinking I might just get my costume and go.
Well, thanks to Love Blind, they are the Atlanta group that's putting this whole thing on. The Halloween Freak Show, which is happening at Smith's Old Bar, Halloween night, Monday night.
Philips Arena, there's a big show going into the week on Tuesday night, the 1st of November. Sia is in town, and boy, she's amazing.
What a voice.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say what a face because you won't see
you
her.
You can't see the face.
She doesn't show her face.
No. She's got nice hair, though.
She sure does, but wow. She's written so many hits for so many people. Chandelier and, Shine Bright Like a Diamond and all of that.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Chandelier has 1.4 billion YouTube hits.
You love numbers and charts.
The bigger the numbers, the more excited I get. How's the song sound? Who cares?
Well, this is going to be a huge show. That's Sia at Philips Arena on Tuesday night.
So on Wednesday night, an artist that I had really not been that familiar with until Mara turned me on to Gabby Marina. And you've interviewed her recently, too. That was heard on this radio station.
Yes. So I found her by working on this segment with you. I'm always looking for someone different, something different. And I found her, and I happened to see her show at Smith Soul Bar when she was here a couple of weeks ago. And it was just an afternoon record release party for her new album called Illusion. And it was the most exceptional show I've seen. You know, at the top of this report, we talked about Adele, and I remember seeing her in 2009, and I felt the same way when I saw Gabby. She's from Guatemala, but she's a Latin American singer who loves to sing the blues. And you're going to be my guest. You're coming with me.
I am? Okay.
I invited you. Don't you remember?
That's right. I forgot. Where's my day plan? I'm showing you the other day. I can write that down. No, okay. Seriously. Okay.
That's Gabby Marino on Wednesday night at Smith Soul Bar.